Why ask your seat? Why ask your seat? Where are you going? Kadayatah, when have you come? Kutayasi, from where have you come? Who are you? So all these questions are also futile. Like, where are you going? Oh, if I know where you are going, I can also join you. But what will happen if I join you? Will it give me moksha? Even if it is going to Amma, will it give me moksha? Yeah, come on, at least for Amma will get moksha. Then in that case, the millions of people who go to Amma, they would be realized by now. Bhavani, including Bhavani, everybody would be realized. Why don't they, even people with Amma, they don't get sannyasa robe? Why don't they get? Not even yellow robe. Why? Because Amma knows that for them, like, it's not yet ready. They're not yet fit for it. So that means all these questions, even if we go to Amma, it's not going to help us. What is really required is getting away from all bondages. If it requires us to externally also get rid of things, that is the best way to do it. Because it is not easy to externally or have a mask and behave or react with people as if like you're, whatever people ask, okay, I'll say good, I'll say yes, I'll say fine. We can't do that. And like acting is something which is much more, which takes more effort than trying to get rid of things and live in that particular environment. So if we have to learn, let's say yoga, if we have to learn yoga, we can sit at home, watch TV and then do yoga. We can do that. Just that, like when we try out Shirshasanam, nothing will happen. What will happen is like our neck will get some moch in the neck, and then the next day Shirshasana, we'll directly go to Sarvangasana. Because it's easy. The neck just twists and it becomes Sarvangasana. Oh, great! And what about Paschimottanasana? Like sitting with your legs stretched and trying to touch your chin to the knees. That's also very simple. Why? Because I'll tell Rajesh to stretch the legs and I'll put my chin to his knees. It's very easy. That is what will happen if we watch TV and do things. We can read books. We can read Shivananda's or Vishnu Devananda's book about yoga and then practice it. We can do all those. But when we go to a place and learn yoga for two weeks resident course, that will have more effect, because it is not easy to act. Is it not easy to, like, even if it is not easy to just implement things, or action itself is not easy, then what about acting? Acting requires more effort. We have to become Tom Hanks to become good at acting. We have to become like Kamala Hassan. Kamala Hassan is considered to be one of the best actor in India. But still, can he act in real life? Two marriages, and second wife, he pushed her down. God knows what really happened. So is he happy with his life? No, he knows acting, but still he cannot act in real life. That means it is not easy. We may think it is easy. It is not easy at all. It is something which is very tough, almost impossible for most of the people. Therefore, if we can get rid of all this, it's the best. Okay, in case, I cannot get rid of it. How can I get rid of it now? I have a lot of duties. I have responsibilities. Okay, at least try then acting. There's no other way. Only two options. Either act in the world or renounce the world externally. There is no third option. We have to choose either of these if we want nirvritti, if we want moksha. So all these questions are futile. It will not help us. It will not help the other person. It will not help anyone. So if we also try to analyze how relationships or marriages, even marriages break, it's all because of this communication or conversation. Instead of, that's why Amma says conversation. Like, it should be a positive conversation. Like trying to say to the wife, okay, are you really good? Like, that is not conversation, but it is something which really a husband should mean. But what do we do? Like, we just try to make it, we try to act there. And like, we become so attached to the actor that our real role, we forget what we really are. So the husband tries acting to the wife that he is very loyal. Instead, what he is doing is he is cheating with his wife. He is trying for a second marriage with somebody else. That is what he is doing. But he tries to act in front of the wife. And what happens with that? So what happens with that is that he loses everything. He misses, like, his one marriage is broken, and then lawsuit, divorce case. I have to pay quite a lot of money. So the second hearing that he has to pay a lot of money, the second girlfriend or the second would be will run away. Oh, I thought like you have a lot of money, therefore I was attracted to you. But now since you don't have any money, so why should I come to you? So please don't contact me. I'll find out somebody else. If not Rajesh, I'll try Shrini at least. Somebody or the other, but I don't want you. So that is what will happen. So we try to act, we cannot act. We become so attached to the role, like Amrasarup Ananda says, put a mask, we get attached to the mask. Oh, this mask is really good, too good. I don't want to get rid of it. I look really, really beautiful. I look gorgeous in a Catwoman dress. So Catwoman, the mask of Catwoman, I look really gorgeous in it, so I don't want to get rid of it. And then everything, that dress, that acting, that role also vanishes, and the real role also vanishes. So that is what will happen if we try to be in the world, or if we try to indulge in the world. We will not only spoil ourselves, we will spoil the people around us. So wherever we go, people will be in trouble. If that shouldn't happen, then we should stop all this. We should stop asking questions. If any other person asks me, okay, I'll just reply, oh yes, 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 fine. How are your parents? Oh, fine. Oh, come on, give me a couple of, tell me whether your mom has put on weight. Tell me if your father is still learning Vedanta. Tell me. You're just giving one word answer. What is this? They can just say, oh, it doesn't really matter. If I say my mother has put on weight, will you take her weight? Immediately the person will know, oh, this is a mistake. Well, what did I do? What the hell did I do? I got myself into a trouble. I gave the stick to the person, and now the person is trying to beat me with the stick. So next time I'll be really careful. Maximum what will happen? Oh, the person will slap you. So Gandhiji, show the other cheek as well. Then also slap will come. Then we can say, oh, now I am happy, because if only one cheek has it, then there is no balance in the face. Now the face is balanced. Even the color is balanced. So it is really good now. If it is just one face, people will think, okay, one face, one cheek red, the other cheek is not red. Now both are red, so I am really happy. Thanks a lot. I'll give you a tea if you come inside. I'll give you a tea. Drink and get lost. That we can say, gacha. We can say, gacha, go away. We can say, all those. So that is what, that's the maximum what will happen. It is not going to affect at all. Nobody can touch the Atman. So that is what Krishna says in Gita, that weapons can't hurt us. Fire cannot burn us. Water cannot wet us. Nothing can happen, because we are the Atman, as we learned in Shloka Trayi. We are the Atman which doesn't have any contact with sense object, sense organs as well as sense object, which means I'm not tainted. I am pure. I am ever pure, which means I am ever liberated. So that is what we have to do. If we don't try this, if we don't implement it, then yasya tasya eva, tasya eva narvrati, tasya eva, this is splitting, eva, for such a person alone, narvrati, for such a person alone, there will be moksha. We'll see the next two shlokas, there are two more shlokas, we'll see that next. So once again, ko nama desha ka jati hai,
ko nama desha ka jati hai,
इत्यादि वादो परतिः।
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
ఆగచ్చ గచ్చ మాగచ్చ
ఆగచ్చ గచ్చ మాగచ్చ
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి.
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
క్వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
క్వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి.
వన్స్ అగైన్ కో నామ దేశ కా జాతి
కో నామ దేశ కా జాతి
ప్రవృత్తి కా కియత్ వయః
ప్రవృత్తి కా కియత్ వయః
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
ఆగచ్చ గచ్చ మాగచ్చ
ఆగచ్చ గచ్చ మాగచ్చ
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి
ప్రవిశక్వను గచ్చసి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
క్వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
క్వయాస్యసి కదా యాతః
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
కుత ఆయాసి కోసి వై
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
ఇత్యాది వాదో పరతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి
యస్య తస్యైవ నిర్వృతి.
So even if we don't remember the Shloka Trayi, we know the gist of Shloka Trayi, what it speaks about. So even if we don't remember that, it is fine. But we have to remember this, because this is a simple one. The other one, like we can say, oh, it is really tough. It requires like a lot of intellect, a little bit understanding. The words are tough, but these are simple Sanskrit words. So if we learn the basic Sanskrit book, get the basic spoken Sanskrit book, we will immediately understand all this, like very simple words. It is very simple, but if we contemplate, if we try to contemplate on these shlokas and try to live by them, externally we can try, like wherever required, we can talk to people, we can explain to people, we can give answers and all, but from our side, questioning, one question, two question, enough, nothing more, else it will get, go on, vadam. Any conversations have to be stopped. So coming back, like just 2 more minutes. Coming back, then what is, if all these questions are normal questions, if these are not to be asked, then what should be asked? The only question to be asked is, oh master, oh amma, how can I realize? How can I get nirvriti? Oh amma, I know now that how, like I can get nirvriti by not doing certain things. So that is things that will obstruct me from getting moksha. I know those pratikulas, I know, but anukulam, how can that happen? Amma, give me the faith, give me the conviction, give me the strength to withstand, go beyond these obstacles and abide in the self. So that is what is the question. How can I realize? I want realization, Amma. How can I get it? Help me get it. that is the only question that is really valid. And anything with respect to moksha, Oma, who am I really? Am I this body? All those questions are valid questions because that will help us go beyond the limited notions. But these questions to normal people will not help us in any way. So we should avoid them as much as possible.